Robert Shelcoff is a serious fellow with a stark bearing that speaks to his status as a Vietnam combat veteran. But one topic is sure to bring a light to his eyes and a smile to his face: dolphins.
I had one dolphin that had been hit by a propeller across its snout. Every year I went, it would come to me, and I'd look at it, and look at me, and I could see the healing. And the last time I saw it, the minute I hit the water, it was right in my face, and it shook its head up and down like, I'm healed.
The Marine Mammal Stranding Center, which he founded with his wife Sheila in 1978, is the 911 for marine animals in New Jersey.
Basically, yes. We're the only one in the state of New Jersey that will respond on a 24-hour basis. We're on call. We handle 1,800 miles of coastline in New Jersey. That's both Oceanside and Back Bay. And when we get a call, we respond to sick and injured or dead animals.
When the call comes, Shelcoff dispatches a van to the location. Then two technicians bring the stranded animal back to one of the center's 26 holding tanks for feeding and recuperation. So far this year, aside from a small whale that washed in the beach near Atlantic City in May, activity has been light. Sadly, 2013 was another story.
In 3.5 months last summer, we lost 135 dolphins just in New Jersey. Those were confirmed. We can't tell you how many died at sea that never washed up. And the count now, all the way down to Florida, is over 1,400 dolphins died along the beaches.
There are no scientists at the Brigantine Center, so the disease that killed the dolphins was diagnosed well inland from the Jersey shore.
We have this constant airflow going through this room. We have rapid turnover of
the dead animals Shelcoff's teams collected ended up in this enormous room at the University of Pennsylvania's New Bolton Center in Kennett Square. Dr. Perry Haberker is chief of pathology. The dolphins are hoisted up by their tails to be processed. It's an exacting procedure with precise measurements and documented observations.
And then we just systematically open their body cavities, remove organs. We'll document the parasites that are in them. A few days we'll subsection the tissues so that they can be processed into glass slides. And then we'll go through each slide and determine, is this normal tissue? Are there clues there that this is a particular infectious agent or a toxin?
In the case of last year's epidemic of dead dolphins, the diagnosis was not entirely a surprise. It was morbilli virus, the same virus that had killed 736 dolphins on the New Jersey beaches 25 years ago.
It's a virus that likes to attack lots of different organ systems at such a rate and a degree that the body just can't cope with it.
Sick dolphins can be recognized by their skin lesions and discolorations. Haberker, a vet for 40 years, seems clinical when he talks about dolphins and turtles, but he's a bit less detached when it comes to seals.
Seals I've always thought of as being swimming dogs.
Dr. Haberker is a fan of how Shelcoff and his team work with seals.
This little guy had a twine wrapped around his neck, so he was entangled, and that's the reason we brought him in.
This little gray seal, this is the first adult gray seal that we've had here that went up to 700 pounds. But he's been here three times. In the winter, when he started getting thin and had problems making it on his own to get food, he'd show up on our beach and we brought him in and he'd be eating 70 pounds of fish a day.
Back in Brigantine, Shelcoff is sitting near one of the many large photos of marine animals at the center's museum and education center.
This building is a Coast Guard listening station from World War I and II.
The story of the Marine Mammal Stranding Center touches on another war. During the Vietnam conflict, Shelcoff worked as a diver, and his hearing was seriously damaged in an underwater operation. Returning home in 1969, he got a job cleaning dolphin tanks at the Aquarama Aquarium Theater of the Sea, then operating in West Philadelphia. Later, he worked at the Steel Pier in Atlantic City, serving as MC for dolphin and other animal acts, using the moniker Captain Bob. Then, one day, he decided he'd had enough. Spending so much time around dolphins, he'd grown to love and respect them.
I was losing my interest in the dolphin shows because poor animals are in captivity forever. They never see sunlight. They had to work when they didn't want to. And I started losing the appeal to captive animals.
And that was that. Shelkov decided to switch from holding dolphins captive to helping to heal them and other marine animals.
There are going to be possibly little tiny baby turtles. Those are baby diamondback terrapins.
To love the shore animals, says Robert Shelkov, you have to know them. That's a reason the center runs family nature tours. The tours are also one revenue stream that help fund the center's $350,000 yearly budget. No government aid is involved. The rest comes from donations, fundraising events, grants, and sales in the center's small museum.
Well, obviously it wasn't for the money, because you'll never get rich doing this. I mean, you could probably pump gas at a gas station to make more than we do here. You have to have a willingness to dedicate for something. You know, it doesn't always have to be for money.
For The Pulse, I'm Elizabeth Perez Luna.